I used to work as a land surveyor in Dodge County, Wisconsin. Boundary work in Dodge County was complicated by a legendary courthouse fire that had taken place decades previously. What it meant for me was that original deeds and maps were sometimes missing, which meant that boundary relocation sometimes amounted to guesswork based on minimal field evidence. According to legend, the fire was set intentionally by a crooked lawyer who had gotten himself into trouble over property issues. And, according to legend, it worked. With the disappearance of certain deeds and other documents, the lawyer's troubles also disappeared. I confess, I don't know the historical truth of the story beyond the bare fact of the fire, but it strikes me as all too plausible. Land surveying is an art that balances physical evidence, case law, and recorded documents, and the recorded documents are arguably the most important pieces of the puzzle. Without them, nothing definite can be said about the ownership of a piece of land, let alone its precise shape and area. As a land surveyor, and now as a freelance writer, I continue to work with boundary issues, and I am also deeply involved with civil infrastructure, the sewers and roads and bridges and treatment plants that keep the populace healthy and mobile. At first glance, legal documents and infrastructure may not appear to have much in common, but in fact they are deeply entwined. Both are governmental functions that are deeply unglamorous, even boring, and both depend for their existence on civil servants that take on lifetime careers devoted to the non-glorious work of maintenance, the simple, repetitive work that keeps sewers flowing and makes public records continuously available. And both, of course, are absolutely vital for the functioning of any reasonably advanced culture. I don't really know where I'm going with this, except to bring the concept to your attention. There are deep layers in our culture that go unnoticed, but which are more immediately important than relatively ephemeral issues like civil rights, gun laws, or even war. New York City survived and even thrived after 9/11. But try shutting down the sewers or water lines for a week. The Big Apple would rot, become a wasteland, and the effects would be felt internationally. Perhaps I am also engaging in propaganda, as is the right of old people like me. Are you a young person who wants to change the world? You could certainly get involved in civil rights issues or organic food or whatever. Or you could become an engineer or a county clerk. The work you do in these fields might well last for centuries and do more good for more people than you can possibly imagine. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.